Do you want to be inspired by other brilliant business owners? Find out how and why they set their brilliant businesses up. Discover some of the triumphs and struggles they faced along the way. If so, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Brilliant Businesses Podcast. We interview business owners to find out their story and journey as to how they set their businesses up. We believe that story is an important way of making their businesses shine, and we share those stories on this podcast. Keep building those brilliant businesses.
So, hey, everybody, welcome to a Brilliant Businesses podcast. My name is Nick Bryant, and I'm here today with Ross Maxwell from Key Zone Traders. Hey, Ross.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
It's morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is morning.
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to see you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So, Key Zone Traders offer education and mentoring services to those who wish to learn to trade and create long-term success in the markets.
Yep.
Ross has got over 20 years' experience as a professional trader in the city, I believe. So. Yep. Let's start off how that all came about and how you got that job, if you like. Yeah.
So as you say, my experience is trading, has been ever since I left school. I remember I still remember the careers lesson that I had, you know, when you're sort of 15, 16, and maths was sort of a strong point for me. And that, not that you have to have strong mathematical skills to be a trader, but that was my strong point at school. I remember in the careers session, they said, oh, maybe you want to get into the financial markets and stuff. And it sort of led on from there. That was sort of like the original sort of shoots of where it became, where it came from.
Okay.
Decided I wanted to leave school at 18. I had some friends that had already left school at 16 when you could back then, and were working in the city. And it sort of appealed to me. So got into like a financial institution, made it aware that I wanted to sort of like get into that front office. I wanted to sort of trade and stuff like that. And I just slowly worked my way into that environment. Like initially I was just your errand boy making teas, getting lunches, you know, all those sorts of things. But within a couple of years I'd got my what was then the FSA license, and I started moving into the front office. I met a guy who ran a emerging markets equity derivatives desk. Now sounds very fancy.
You might have to explain that.
Exactly. So it was basically I was trading South African futures and options on their version of the FTSE 100.
Okay.
So it was sort of like the stock market, the group, the basket of their top 40 shares.
Right.
Like we have the FTSE 100, the basket of the top 100, they had their all share 40. So it's trading futures and options on those. And that's sort of where I spent best part of maybe a decade or 12 years, something like that, working in London, trading those. And I spent a few years in Hong Kong doing the same thing, same company, same products and everything like that, just different part of the world.
Cutting your teeth, so to speak.
Exactly. Started off as a junior dealer, worked my way up to a senior dealer, and spent 10, 12 good years doing that before getting a bit disillusioned with city life, I guess. Just, you know, that early morning wake-up call, working late, seeing people around you sort of burn out and stuff, that high pressured, stressed environment. And I decided I didn't want to be that guy in 20 years time. I was only sort of 30, 31 at the time, but I didn't have kids, so I didn't have responsibility at that time. And felt that it was a time that I, if I was going to make a move or a change, I had to do it really then. So I decided to quit the city life, get out the rat race, so to speak, still had that deep desire and passion to be a trader. So I decided to trade for myself and trade my own funds. And that was from 2014.
Right.
Which leads me to today.
Leads you here today.
Yeah.
So this isn't like Wolf of Wall Street, is it? I mean, this isn't glamorized. This is, you know, this is hard work. This is, you know, spend a lot of time researching and
Exactly. And I mean, even from from working in the city and working for big institutions, you know, having working with banks like Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan, to working with your own funds and stuff, there's a massive, massive difference from a variety of aspects. Like one emotion, I had somebody ask me recently, actually, they said, how did you deal emotionally with dealing with like tens to hundreds of millions worth of dollars in terms of value on the stock market when you was working in the city and stuff? And I said, to be honest with you, that first trade that I placed with my own funds, even though it was a tiny fraction, like, you know, even if it's just like £100 of your own yeah. money and you're putting £100 at risk.
Yeah.
Compared to tens of million dollars of somebody else's money, it's like that £100 when it's your own money is yeah. a lot. You have a lot more you have to deal with it a lot more emotionally. You have to have a lot more yeah. emotional intelligence which you have to develop. You of have course. To build. So
yeah,
there's a very there are a lot of differences. So I had to go through a bit of a re-education process, a bit of transition between one trading for other people in the city or other people's funds compared to my own.
Yeah, And I guess there's a couple of things that which will probably play in your mind with that. One is that the £100 has got to work for you to continue doing this. And all secondly, obviously you don't want to lose £100, but you know, not that you want to lose, you know, 100 million either, but it feels like the risk is more.
It's more tangible,
yes.
because it's real, and you have like you have your this emotional attachment to your own money.
Mm.
And obviously, like, look, as a trader, you know, you are going to lose trades. You are going yes. to have losing trading sessions, losing days, losing weeks, and that's another a readjustment that I had to go through, and other people that want to trade, certainly who want to trade and make trading an income.
Yeah.
When I worked in the city, I worked, you know, 6 a.m. till 5-6 o'clock at night.
Mm.
No matter what the markets did, I got salary, I got paid
right.
at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Yes, I had bonuses and commissions and stuff based on performance, but I still got salaried.
Yeah.
When I'm trading for my own money, you know, I can actually have to pay to go to work like yeah. quite regularly, which society doesn't train you for, it doesn't teach you for. So there's that period of times, but you know, again, it's just building up that experience, building up that skill set, the emotional side of things, and understanding the emotional, building emotional intelligence to be able to understand that, putting structures in place. So that, you know, you can still pay your mortgage even if you yeah. don't make any money that month and all those sorts of things. So there's that readjustment, not just from a technical side of things in trading, but also from that emotional and sort of like structuring your life really around that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and your mindset, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you teach all that in your courses?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So
let's go through the courses and what you can, how you can help people.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, my courses are really designed to, you know, give people a realistic expectation of what trading can be.
Okay.
Give them the responsible approach into it, you know, not having to commit hundreds or thousands of pounds yeah. into their own money before they get the skill set. So I have some base courses. My 7 steps is one of my foundational courses, which sort of introduces them to some of the core foundations. It gets slightly technical towards the end, but okay. basically it takes them along each step of the way to build some of those processes that they need to be able to before they can even trade a lot
right,
of money.
Right.
I also have a what I call my Keys on Traders Academy. Now this is for people that really want to learn. They've gone through the 7 steps or they've been in trading for a while, but they need something else, but want to learn how to make those trading decisions themselves.
Okay.
I have a whole section dedicated to mindset. I talk about, like, teach people how to risk manage risk responsibly,
yeah.
as well as then like how the market behaves, how to read the market strategies, how to take advantage of that. And then that also has sort of like ongoing group webinar training once a week, live training with me,
yeah.
To ask questions to me, go over things, and that's sort of like a much more in-depth course.
Okay.
I also have a graduate program, which is really for more. It's a one-to-one mentorship program,
right?
So that's really for somebody who wants to maybe take it on a little bit more full-time or get really invested into trading.
That's the next thing I was going to ask. I guess a lot of people probably start off part-time and then try to move into full-time or just do it on the side, if you like, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you can do it part-time. Obviously, it's I think you have to appreciate that, you know, if you have to still take it seriously. You're going into a market that's full of professionals.
Yeah.
You're going into a market that is a zero-sum game. Somebody has to lose money for you to make money. So you have to approach it with the mindset that you need to do it properly. You need to educate yourself properly. Otherwise, you're going to lose money. Otherwise, you're just gambling, basically.
Yeah, sure.
So you need to approach it properly and with the respect that it deserves. But that said, yeah, I've got a lot of clients and I've met a lot of traders that do it as just a supplementary income or on a sort of like more part-time basis. That means they don't have the pressure. If they're doing it responsibly, they understand the risks. They don't have the pressure of having to make an income from trading. It's just a supplementary thing that, you know, maybe able to pay for an extra meal a month for them to take their family out, go on an extra family holiday a year or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But there are other people that really want to take it as an income or as a full-time, and that's obviously very, very different.
Yeah.
Other people look at it as a bit of a sort of longer-term, more active investment style type thing. They want to get a bit more actively involved in their own sort of like longer term futures and stuff like that, so they take that sort of view on it.
Yeah, okay. And what's your opinion on the cryptocurrency stuff that you see all these people on Instagram making millions and they're driving all these flash cars around, you know, is that real or are they making it up or what?
Hey, look, I mean, there are traders out there that sort of like make a lot of money from it. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. They will be from probably very fortunate backgrounds in terms of the somehow they've been capitalized to be able to create that wealth sort of thing. Like my sort of, again, my theory and the views that I try and get across to people is like, you know, you're not going to turn £1,000 into £1 million. Certainly not in the sort of time that they profess to be able to, because if you could, then everyone would be able to do it. So, you know, but you don't have to have that sort of lifestyle to be successful as a trader. You don't have to have sort of like the flash cards and stuff for trading to be a positive influence on your life. So, yeah, it is possible, but a lot of that is either a marketing scam or they don't give the real picture behind how they got to that point.
Yeah, it may be that they've built up a wealth from something else and this is just on the top of it and they're using that as a
Exactly. And there's other ways to get funded as a trader as well, you know, which can expedite and allow you to earn more money from trading. That's if you do want to take it into a little bit more of a full-time sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have the funds initially, but you know, you still have to build those core skills and understand the markets. Otherwise nobody's going to fund you anyway, so you've got to do it from the ground level up. Like you know, it's a skill set that you need to develop just like any other skill, any other profession in the world ever. You have to develop exactly
and understand the risk. I would have thought
exactly learn before you earn. That's another little saying.
Okay, we like that. So who's your ideal person then that comes to you, knocks on your door and says, Ross, I need your help, I want to do this?
It's anyone that has a desire to trade, but is willing to put the work in, basically.
Okay.
And sort of like really understand from my experience. Like I say, I've got more than 20 years experience now trading the markets. I've been a professional trader myself for nearly 9 years now. I've been coaching, say professional trader by, I mean like trading my own funds for 9 years as a full-time income. And I've been a coach coaching other traders for sort of 6 years. So I've built up a lot of experience and I believe that my track record is, and I have the experience to be able to put the right views across. So it's somebody that will buy into the message that I'm giving, that, you know, they're willing to put the work in and see it as a longer term thing rather than this sort of get rich quick. If you're looking to make sort of double digit percent returns a week, like, I'm not your guy.
There's a bit of realism in there.
Exactly. I can help people progress to whatever level they want to, from very beginners to traders who are already trading and experienced, but, you know, looking for an alternative view or had a bad experience in the past. So anyone like that, from like I say, anyone that wants to do it as a supplementary income right the way through to somebody who wants to take it full time.
And when you say they've got to put the work in, that's really what does that involve? That's just doing research, that's understanding the market,
Yeah, so I mean, I'm what's known as a technical trader. I don't, you know, look at the way that macroeconomic environments will affect the markets on an intraday basis. I'm very much looking.
You're not looking at the news and seeing what the price of, you know, this is going up or no.
No, I mean, I need to be aware of certain aspects of it. I won't get into too much detail and stuff, but I have to be aware of certain aspects, but that's not what I base my decisions on. So I'm looking at the technical side of things. So it's getting people to. Basically, the fundamental thing is to understand the risks involved in trading and learn how to manage it responsibly. Again, I won't digress too much, but one way that I always liken it, or the analogy that I use, is if you go into a casino with like £500, and you just go red or black on roulette, and you've got really sort of like, you know, 50 quid here, 100 quid there, 200 quid, you're going to lose your money.
Yeah.
But if you go in and you just bet £5 on red or black every single spin throughout the night, you're not going to be too far off.
Okay.
Because the probability is sort of so if you manage your risk, even at the early stages while you're learning, you're not going to be too far off. So understanding the risks and putting proper risk management strategies in place, even when you're learning, is going to keep you safe in the market. So really, it's putting the foundations in there, and then learning how the market behaves, the strategies, what works for you. Every trade is different depending on your time, what you want from trading, all of this sort of thing. So yeah, it's basically I have another course, another service whereby I teach the risk and how to execute in the market, but I provide analysis and trades of stuff that I'm taking. So it takes a little bit of that technical reading out of it.
Yeah.
But you still have to understand the risks, otherwise it's going to be irresponsible.
Yeah. I ask this question all the time, but what do you get out of it the most? I think something would be, you're going to answer it, but when someone had just made a few quid, right?
Do you know what? The biggest success story I've ever had, I remember a guy, he'd lost thousands and thousands over a decade of trading, and it took me 18 months of working with him.
Okay.
But he's now been profitable for like 3.5-4 years.
Nice.
So he had built up all these bad habits, and, you know, he's not a millionaire.
No.
He's not making like, you know, tens of thousands a month, but he's making money, he's making profit and stuff. And that to me is seeing somebody start to achieve their goals, even however small or big they are. That's what I get out of coaching and mentoring. And just talk, I'm very passionate about trading, so I love talking about it.
Yeah, I can tell. And you know what? We were talking about it earlier, and that guy, I'm sure, is lifestyle balance, because it's obviously something you can do anywhere, any place, any time. And that's so important in these days at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a retired guy now. He's just gone into retirement, so he can do it now. Supplement his retirement.
Yeah.
Like, so it keeps him active, his mind active, a slight hobby. But he's doing it responsibly. He's doing it properly. And yeah, like you say, the flexibility. I've just been away for a month in Thailand.
Yeah.
Again, caveat to that, I wasn't flying like business class and staying in penthouses and stuff like that. But you know, I was able to trade and work whilst I was out there and spend some time with my family that I wouldn't get to do in a regular sort of like job that I would have had if I'd stayed in the city. So it has its benefits, it has its flexibilities and stuff. It's not for everyone.
No.
And equally, not everyone wants that, you know, even not all traders want that. Some people just want to come into trading just to earn that little bit of extra and not have those pressures. But it's something that I enjoy.
So with your business that that you've been growing for the last 9 years, you mentioned, so what's next? Where are you going to take it next? Any other plans?
Yeah, so I mean, the business itself, Keyzone Traders, is actually a relatively new business.
Okay.
So I've been trading for a while, and that led into the sort of coaching and mentoring. I was working for another company, education company, then sort of like decided to go and set up Keyzone Traders myself sort of 18 months ago. So Keyzone Traders is
quite new then, really.
Although I've been coaching and mentoring for, like I say, 6 years, the Keyzone Traders, in terms of my own education company, has only been going about 18 months.
Okay.
Just to put my own stamp on things, have my own ideas. The idea is to grow a community, grow a community of like-minded traders, add some value into that, keep that keep banging the drum of the message that I'm trying to get across, really, and offer an alternative to this sort of, like, you know, crash and burn, like ups and highs and lows of trading, and this sort of like selling of a dream.
Yeah.
Like, just add a little bit more realism, build a community around it, and just, yeah, help other people achieve their trading goals. And as I say, I love talking about it, so it gives me the excuse on a daily basis to talk to others about trading as well.
Yeah, that's great. You're clearly passionate about it, and I think that's really cool. If anyone wants to talk to Ross about getting involved on his courses and or any advice that they about anything about trading, I'm sure that you can just pick up the phone to Ross, but all his details will be on this podcast, on the Brilliant Businesses website. So please do get in touch with Ross if you've got any questions. So again, Ross, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
I love talking to you, and I'll talk just back with you some more later. And we'll see you for another podcast soon. Thank you.
Sounds great. Cheers, Nick.
Bye.